Want to purchase a home for a dollar? The City of Milwaukee has you covered as long as you meet certain conditions. The city wants to spend several million state dollars to help people rehabilitate homes in the Sherman Park neighborhood. The program stems from the unrest that occurred there this summer after a police officer fatally shot a man, and residents raised a host of challenges the area faces. As WUWM's Latoya Dennis reports, the rehab plan is angering some interested individuals because of its conditions.
Alderman Russell Stamper admits that at its very core, Milwaukee's house rehab program is targeting investors. The city will sell dilapidated houses in the Sherman Park neighborhood for $1. The buyer has to purchase at least five of them, have $50,000 in the bank, and bring the properties up to code within 90 days.
There's no stipulation to say one person couldn't do it. It's based on five homes and having the resources to rehab five properties that are an average of $50,000 apiece.
The buyer would also have to hire an unemployed or underemployed person to help with the work for at least 500 hours. Then, for each finished project, the city would give the developer $10,000. The state provided the money for the program. Stamper says the program could bring needed improvements to the neighborhood.
Just to be clear, that area, Sherman Park area, is 69% owner-occupied. There's homeowners over there. So a homeowner who has a house that's been sitting for 3 to 4 years, they're happy. Somebody's going to come in, rehab this home, and put either a homeowner in there or somebody that's looking to be a homeowner and make their property neighborhood look better.
Stamper says he understands some people are upset about the rehab program because they don't qualify. One of those people is Sherman Park resident Von Mays. He says leaving out individuals who don't have $50,000 in the bank or the ability to bring five properties up to code doesn't make sense to him.
At the end of the day, it sounds like it's about money, you know what I mean, versus the needs of the community.
Last summer, Mays started a program in Sherman Park for kids who hang out there. He helped plan activities and feed them. So Mays says he doesn't understand why the city will only require developers to hire one underemployed or unemployed person.
I did construction. You can't do much with one person. So, of course, they'll get to, you know, hire their own buddies, their own contractors to do the rest of the work. These are areas that need jobs. These are areas that need the housing. These are areas that need all this kind of stuff. And they're basically handing it over to other people who don't even live here or have interest in the community.
May says if he can't convince city leaders to change the program, then he'll lobby them to release properties in every district to help address youth homelessness. Right now, Milwaukee has about 1,300 foreclosed properties on its books, and every quarter it adds up to 200 more. Alderman Russell Stamper says it's great that the Sherman Park Rehab Program is stirring interest.
I'm optimistic. I'm thinking positive. I want to think people to think, how can I participate in this program? How can I do business with the city? Because this is how the city does business. And that's what I want my community to learn. Come down here and think about, how can I learn to work with the city? How can I do business, even if you can't apply for this program?
Stamper says there are already a number of programs in place that work with individuals interested in purchasing foreclosed city-owned homes. He says there's even one that will give people up to $20,000 to help fix up the home. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.